Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome into the 1 o'clock hour here on a Friday afternoon. All right, we have a bit of business to get to before we get to our special guest. What is Quentin Morris going to dress up as for Halloween in 2 weeks?
Quentin, get your Forrest Gump impersonation ready because you are going to be going as Forrest Gump on the run. I don't know if you need to bring a boombox with all of those songs about running that he had playing while it was going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is what won the poll, 56-44.
Oh, so it was so close.
Closer at the end than it was at the beginning.
Okay.
Over Cowbell Guy from SNL. So that is what you're going as for Halloween, buddy.
Are you excited?
I think this will be fun.
How do you feel about it?
Wow. I can do the voice, so that's good.
The excitement in his voice.
I think this is going to be fun. It helps there everybody will get it. Right.
Everybody will get the costume. Yes.
I was worried that you're always worried that if you go with something more obscure, that the entire night you're like, what are you? And it's like, OK, that's no fun. But if everybody gets it, everybody has seen that movie. It's like, it's one of the movies that everybody has seen at some point in their life.
And it's in Weir's budget. So if you don't want to put all this together, you can just buy everything. Put together as one
set. I have this stuff around my house.
I do have two concerns about the costume.
Go ahead.
That wig, beard combination thing, that looks very toasty. That looks like it's going to get very hot as the night progresses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my other concern is I've worn shorts like that before.
And?
Are you trying to brag about something, buddy?
Well, I'm just worried.
Okay.
I'm worried that the fabric integrity is not going to hold up.
If the hair makes you too hot, the shorts are going to keep you cool.
Ah, there you go.
So see, it all works out. And these are little shorts. These go up pretty high.
All right. So that is what you'll be wearing. We'll have to make sure you wear it at the station so we can get pictures and post them to Facebook.
Yeah, on Halloween day, you'll have to come in dressed like that. So we can parade you around the building, especially because there's all kinds of Halloween stuff that happens in this building that we don't take part in because it's always while we're on the air. So,
yep.
All right, cool. Thank you, everybody who voted. Dramatic pause. Moving on here. We talked quite a bit through this week and through the end of last week. And it's amazing sometimes. This is social media using its power for good, which is kind of nice to see. There was a Facebook post from KCFD Station 10 that told us the story about this little boy who was suffering from butterfly syndrome. There's another very long word for it, butterfly skin, but it means that the skin has a hard time staying attached to the body. It's incredibly painful. The prognosis is not good. And we have a little boy locally who was suffering from that, and he just wanted a parade. And all it took was one Facebook post, and that Facebook post just took off. And we talked about it, and a lot of other people did too. And the parade happened. And we are thrilled to have in studio with us James Moran, who is a firefighter and paramedic with KCFD and the founder of the Station 10 Foundation. and runs the Facebook group and put this post up. So thank you for being here so we can talk this through.
Yeah, of course. If anything, I should have known that we probably could have put that poll for his Halloween costume on the Facebook page as well.
You have a lot more followers than we do at this point because of how much that post took off. So first of all, just tell us how you became aware of this little boy and his story.
So the original kind of promoter of it was a family member of his who worked for the Mid-America Regional Council. And so lots of first responders, healthcare workers in the city have contacts with that. So a lot of friends throughout had been, a few friends had shared that, be like, hey, this Sarah Lynn is looking to try and just get a few fire trucks and a couple cop cars and a couple cool mm-hmm. trucks for this little kid. Do you mind sharing? And I was like, yeah, of course.
Uh-huh.
And so I did and didn't really think much of it. Like, cause with, you know, through the app, you can log into each account.
Sure.
And so I had like kind of logged out. I was on my own page, didn't think anything of it. Woke up the next morning and multiple text messages, Facebook messages of like, dude, this is awesome. And I was like, what are we talking about? And, so I kind of looked at it and I was like, oh God, our PIO is going to kill me. Like,
cause that's not you. I want to be clear. Yeah. You run the Facebook page. You are not the PIO for KCFD.
Exactly. So, and it's just, you know, several fire stations throughout the country and even here in Kansas City have Facebook pages just sharing what they do.
Sure.
And a lot of them are very targeted for firemen, right? Like, hey, look at our fires, look at our training. And mm-hmm. So when I took over our one at TENS, I said, I really just want to reengage with the community, right? Like, if there ever needs to be a vote or any support, like we are part of the community. We have to reengage with the community. So, you know, the humorous memes and just the back and forth and just kind of a look into what we are as a firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really my goal. And I think we've done that. That was, you know, we get a lot of community buy-in. If anything, now it's a lot of people out of state that have followed us for different stuff. So,
yeah. So you put the post up, right? You're like, sure, we can put this on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happens? I mean, take me through the course of the week.
So we put it up and it exploded. I think it had, when I looked the next morning, that individual post itself had over 4,000 shares. It reached a total of over 7,600. And poor Sarah Lynn had, you know, I originally had posted her number because that was who she wanted to be kind of be in contact with. And she messaged us. She's like, you got to take my name and number off this. My phone's blowing up. And I was like, absolutely. I said, hey, we'll just kind of filter everything through the page. And then I'll only bother you if it's something we can't get figured out. And so, of course, a lot of the people were asking questions that I'm just like, read the post, friends. It's I promise it's there. But fortunately, you know, I didn't have to reach out to her for the next 3 days. You know, a lot of the stuff we were able to just manage in house and kind of figure out. And it really just kind of blew up from there. A lot of people were like, hey, can I bring this? Can I bring that? And does it have wheels and motor and look cool? Yes. Does it have four legs? Yes. There were camels even at this event.
Oh, wow.
A lady reached out and asked to bring her camels, and which was awesome. There was a lady that had a poodle that drove a little Power Wheels car.
That's great.
So
did you get to meet the family, meet Tucker at the event?
I did get to meet his mom very briefly. If you know me at all, I love to talk about what I do, but I hate to talk about myself. And so even, you know, that page and what we were doing was just a vessel of information. It mm-hmm, wasn't sure. about us. It wasn't about me. It wasn't about any of that. It was about Tucker and making a day most memorable for Tucker. So I did get the honor of literally shaking his mom's hand when we were there. And that was it. There was way more going on celebrating him.
I was just wondering if he, like, because we saw pictures of him and things like that. I was just, you know, the impact that had on the family. Because it's one thing when it's, you know, you expect some people to show up. It's another thing when the whole city shows up, when literally traffic is backed up on the highway for people just wanting to do something special for this family that's going through so much, and for this little boy who's going through something that no little boy should ever have to go through. I didn't know if you had been able to get a sense of that from them at all.
I know that even talking about it, I did talk with Sarah Lynn, one of the relatives, and they were overwhelmed, but a good overwhelm. Just like for any community or any amount of that many people, I think last count I heard was 3,000 motorcycles, 6,000 vehicles.
Wow.
You know, in hindsight, we
It's crazy.
Probably should have done it at Arrowhead, but
you know,
you live and you learn. But it was just overwhelming, even just being a part of it, just kind of walking around, looking at everything. The motorcycle community, the side-by-side community, the truck, the Jeep, the show car, everything. It just, for a day, decided to set everything aside and just celebrate a kid.
There is a GoFundMe associated with it's called Tucker's Story. If you just Google Tucker's Story and GoFundMe, it'll show up. And if I'm not mistaken, the goal on this has gone up, and you may know better than I do, but if I'm not mistaken, the goal was $40,000. Anyway, the goal is $45,000. It is up to $41,400 raised. And they've been updating this page, and the news is just not great that Tucker was in, I think it was Children's Mercy for a while. He had some fluid around his heart. That he was there for a month. They sent him home. He is in hospice care. That prognosis is not great. The great thing about what the Kansas City community did, starting with a Facebook post, and then also this, is that this has enabled the parents, who we cannot even imagine what these parents are going through. It enables them to spend every second they can with their son while they can. And I have no doubt that this GoFundMe picked up speed because of the attention that was brought to it.
Another thing too, so the amazing people at E2 Screen Printing and Embroidery.
Oh yes, thank you for mentioning
this. They have also done, working with his family, created a t-shirt fundraiser, which they did phenomenal work with Graham Hoffman's family. They raised over $380,000 in his memory, and they have graciously again started the work with Tucker's family. Mm-hmm. And the shirts are awesome. They are as simple as it can be.
It's cool.
They're even doing as much as he loved a lot of the construction trucks, they're even doing the high-vis yellow, so a lot of those guys can wear those shirts at the work sites and stay safe. So just some of the little things to think about that we just kind of don't think about every day, but just, again, it's just such an awesome show of love from everybody.
Yeah. And it is, you know, you guys did something for him that's such a beautiful thing to do for the family, but also just in general, like seeing people come together. Because I went out there, couldn't even get close. We should have left earlier, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I was telling Jamie and Quentin about this, that I saw cars that had Trump bumper stickers. I saw cars that had Kamala Harris stickers. Didn't matter. I even saw a Raiders sticker on a car, which
we should have kicked him out.
I was like, somebody needs to do something about this guy.
Officer, arrest this man.
But I'm just saying, most of the cars had Chief stuff on it. But yeah, I saw a Raiders sticker, and I was like, you know what? Even a Raiders fan has a heart. Amazing. You know, that's incredible.
I even saw 1% motorcycle clubs with their bikes lined up right next to cop cars. And that's what I was speaking with one of the guys from North Kansas City who was doing a docuseries on it, and I also spoke with Matt Fleener from Channel 9. Mm-hmm. And the phrase I used was, I said, it's like the city's get along shirt that we all just forced ourselves into. And
I love that.
It's hard. You know, you see, I have the luxury working in healthcare and being in public service of like, everybody's the same. I don't care who you voted for. I don't care what your sexual orientation is, your skin color. I have the honor of treating everybody the same. Mm-hmm. And I wish more people sometimes had the eyes that healthcare workers and first responders do, because when you take a step back and realize like we're arguing over the 1 or 2% of our lives that we don't agree on.
Right.
When we truly agree on 99 to 98% of things.
And there's too much money made in dividing us. So that's the problem. So you obviously did an amazing thing for Tucker and his family. And what I keep going back to with this as well is you didn't realize how big this was going to be.
No.
And that moment you woke up and saw the Facebook page just exploding. I've had moments where I've posted something that went viral and went crazy. It's never good.
Right.
In my case, it's never good. It's always like, oh God, why is everybody so angry at me now? What did I say? What did I do? It must be so rewarding and gratifying. Again, I would never know, but it must be so rewarding and gratifying to see that explosion, but in a positive way.
You know, it's cool. I mean, I'll leave it at that, because at the end of the day, that's our job. in public service, right? Our job in public service is to meet the people where they're at. And, you know, when I train new medics, I always tell them, hey, your job is not just throw somebody in the back of the ambulance and drive as fast as you can to the hospital. Your job is to solve the problem and overcome the challenge that they called 911 for. Mm-hmm. And in my own opinion, I don't see sometimes where that line stops. And that's why I focus so hard on the Facebook page and through our social media, is we just have to continue to meet the public where they are. If that's picking them up after they've had a heart attack or they've been shot and going to the hospital, then we do that. And if that's sharing a post on Facebook to help make a little boy's day special, then we do that. That's our job. And if you want to call it imposter syndrome or whatever it may be, I struggle sometimes with any recognition on that, because mm-hmm. it's what we're supposed to do. It's what you guys pay your taxes for us to do, is support the public.
But we think we are paying our taxes so that you will be there at our worst moments, mm-hmm. When it truly is an emergency. And I think that's another thing that I love about this is that, yeah, this family is going through absolutely one of the hardest, you know, times it's of their lives, no doubt. But it wasn't a fundraiser, you know, it was just a simple ask of just show up. And it ended up being, no doubt, one of the best moments that this family has had in this really horrible, horrible process. I am a little bit curious to know, and maybe I shouldn't ask, but it's the skeptic in me a little bit. Are you then, do you expect to get other requests now that this worked so well? And we have other kids suffering and other people suffering. We have other, you know, are you getting other requests from other people?
We did actually the next day. I came across a post about a local Kansas City kid that was in need of a kidney. And so I posted about it on our page. It had over 1,000 shares and it went great. Lots of people talked about how they were calling, into KU to see if they could donate. I was like, oh God, I hope they don't start calling the fire department trying to donate kidneys. My PIO is really going to get on me. And that's where, you know, I've worked through the page, I've had a lot of fantastic conversations with our leadership in the fire department and KCFD and especially our PIOs of like, how do I still stay professional? How do I represent the department well? But how do I also still represent the station mm-hmm. itself? And they kind of warned me, they're like, hey, like we can open up a can of worms for this. And I can always tell you this personally on my own personal page. I will share anything that anybody ever asked me. I love this community. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're not wrong to say as a skeptic, because there are a lot of kids that go home on hospice and there
and
are a lot
of, you can't help everybody. There's one of you. There's what, like, you can't do it for everybody.
No, but what I can do is set an example for other fire departments, other mm-hmm. stations and other, you know, I can set examples for other servants of the city. And you're right. I cannot, the station page cannot, but as a network, we sure can.
James Moran, firefighter, paramedic, and founder of the Station 10 Foundation, also helped organize Tucker's Parade, which meant so much to the city, and more importantly, so much to that little boy.
Happy ninth anniversary with KCFD. Today he marks 9 years with KCFD, so congrats.
That's awesome. And you get to spend it with us.
I know. When I started this job, my hairline was kind of down here. And then,
it's okay. Right,
thanks so much for joining us on Midday.
We appreciate
Thank you.
Coming up, should I have called the cops on a guy this morning, or am I just being a weaselly little South Overland Park Karen? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Before we wrap up for the day, we will update Josh Simpson with the Chiefs.
Simmons.
Did I say Simpson?
You said Simpson. Yeah.
I meant Simmons. I knew what I meant. My head knew what I meant.
That's why I corrected you.
Also, there's a warning out about whooping cough being a problem in the Olathe school district that we should probably mention before we're off the air. We'll get to that a little bit later.
But there's a vaccine against that.
Indeed, there is.
Weird.
However, I think not everybody uses that vaccine.
Huh, crazy.
Yeah.
All right, I want to talk about this. Oh, boy. As you know, if you've listened to the show, I walk my son to school every day. And there is a house near the school. It's on the corner. There's a stop sign. There's an intersection right by the house. And this person has had a problem with the fact that he chose to live near a school for a while.
Okay.
Where he has signs all over. There's a fence in yard. There's signs all over the fence saying, do not touch. Between the hours of such and such. We appreciate you keeping the noise down. Dude, you bought a house next to a school. Like, I used to live next to a school. I used to live next to a junior high school.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I was able to afford that place.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
They didn't put and I checked. They didn't build your house first and then put the school in. The school was there, and then you bought the house, regardless.
Okay.
This morning, this guy, took a sprinkler. This is like 8:30 in the morning as I'm walking Finn to school. There's a sprinkler in his yard, and it is spraying water all over the sidewalk where the kids need to walk to get to school.
Is it also getting any grass wet?
No. It's getting some grass wet.
Like, is it
wet,
just aimed mostly, at the sidewalk to be a jerk?
It's mostly
or is
just
it?
Aimed at the sidewalk.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's pouring on the sidewalk. One, is it necessary? It's October. How much more water and green does your grass need to be? But the other thing is, and I noticed this, because kids were walking out of their way to avoid getting hit with water, because it wasn't raining this morning, so nobody's wearing raincoats or anything.
Right.
Walking out of their way to avoid the water and walking in front of cars, because everybody was also dropping their kids off at school, so there was a lot of traffic. And this guy is standing there watching. Watching kids run out into traffic because of his stupid sprinkler. So I drop Finn off at school, and then coming back, I saw him, and I was like, you know, I'm going to say something.
Oh, good for you.
And I was like, hey, maybe you could do that at like 9?
Yeah.
Because
any other time.
It's really disruptive when people are trying to drop their kids off at school, and I saw a lot of kids walk out into traffic, almost get hit by cars. Maybe you should do that a little bit later in the day, just an idea. And he said, mind your own business. To which I replied, it is my business when I have to walk out into the street and I'm almost seeing kids getting hit by cars.
Uh-huh.
That is my business. And he just grumbled or something. I probably cursed under his breath, whatever.
And then it ended? That was the end of the...
I walked home, but I was so angry about it. Mm-hmm. I genuinely thought about calling the police. And I want to know,
oh boy,
what the rules are on that. And I'm not saying 911. I'm not insane.
Right.
It wasn't an emergency.
Right.
But somebody besides just a loudmouth father like me should say something to this guy, because it was genuinely causing a disruption that was causing kids to endanger their lives to walk out into traffic.
But, wow, that is a fantastic question, because you are creating a safety issue.
Yeah.
And kids only walk to school for what, 20 minutes of the morning? I mean, yeah. It's not, you know, everybody goes to school at the same time.
Katie said, because she drives the same way to get to work. Katie said when she was driving to work that it was out then too. So that's okay. At like 8:15, 8:20.
Okay.
So whatever, maybe he put it out before school started and then didn't bother to go back and get it. I don't know.
Could you not point your sprinklers another direction? Were they like, how do I put this? There are people that have like the in-ground sprinklers, and there are people that just set the
in-ground.
Sprinkler
was,
out.
Okay. No, it was literally
so
just
you can
one
easily
of those,
move it.
He could easily move
okay.
it. Okay. Yeah. Which, yeah. By the way, I find those annoying in and of themselves too, because mm-hmm. people use those and they spray the sidewalk when I'm trying to take a walk.
Right.
And whatever.
Because you could put it on the sidewalk, like on the edge, and aim it at your grass, mm-hmm. and that would keep most of the sidewalk dry if you really yeah. had to do it then. So if this was in Kansas City, I would say this is a 311 problem. I would call and make a complaint about that house. And to okay. me, that's a 311 problem in Kansas City. You don't have that. I don't know what Johns. Yeah. Does Johns County have an equivalent of 311? I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you?
I think. I thought every city has.
Do you? Okay. I don't know. But to yeah. me, it's a 311 thing, not
that's
a police
a non-emergency.
Thing.
Non-emergency. Yeah.
Yeah. Call 311 first. Complain about the house. Take pictures, because they love that. You know, they love mm-hmm. it when you can submit evidence. Tell them about the interaction that you had. And if you don't get anywhere with 311, I'm okay with you. At the very least, call the non-emergency line at the police department and ask them what you should do.
Well, that's what I was thinking about doing.
You know?
People are saying file a complaint with the HOA. Guys, I'll call the police. I don't know if I want to get that crazy.
yeah.
I don't know if I want to. I don't want to sick the super
plus
Karens on him.
You rent. I'd want your landlord to handle anything with okay. the HOA. But
yeah,
I would have no problem calling the non-emergency line and just tell the police department, here's my safety concern. If you were the wrong people to call, okay, yeah. who should I call?
From the text line, John, if you search elementary kids versus sprinkler on TikTok, somebody has already done this. The parents called the police and they arrested him for assault because he changed the time on the sprinkler system to get the kids wet on purpose. This has already been proven. It's against the law.
Does assault include if your
sprinkler
touches
a kid? Water, if you're spraying somebody with water, that would be assault, right?
But he's not doing it intentionally. I mean,
I don't think it wasn't.
But he's not going to say that he is. He's going to say, that's where I need to water my grass. Mm-hmm. What would you do? 913-586-7798. We've got a couple of calls lined up we can take after the break here.
913-586-7798. By the way, a lot of people want the guy's address. It's not going to elevate to that level, but I was seriously angry this morning. All right, we'll take your calls and texts coming up on midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, we'll get to your calls here in just a sec because we have several of you on hold. But for those who missed the beginning of this story, give us the recap.
So here's the recap. Every day I walk my son to school, and this morning on the way there, there's a house. And I just want to make it clear to people. You can't, there's only a sidewalk on one side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to avoid this if you're walking to this school.
That's important to know.
Mm-hmm. This guy decided on this corner who's always complaining, always has signs on his fence about, you know, keep the noise down and don't touch the fence, all this stuff, had a sprinkler out, which was spraying water all over the sidewalk, making it so that any kid who was walking on that sidewalk had to walk out into the street in front of cars, out into traffic in order to get to school. He was a real jerk about it, and I thought maybe I should call the cops. From the text line, I should not call the cops. I should take vigilante efforts against him. Many people are very upset about this. Let's go to the phones and see what you guys think, though.
Yeah, we have a bunch of you on hold. Let's go to first Ben in Overland Park. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Excellent.
Well.
I completely agree, man. I think let the cops handle it. As much as you might want to dress up as Batman, I think Batman is a lot of fun, and I love Batman.
Right.
But we got to protect our kids and make sure it's safe. And I'm sorry you're dealing with such a lovely neighbor. My parents were there years ago with a neighbor, and I'll let you guys go. Love you guys. Love the show. I miss Mike. I miss all of them. And love all the people on this channel.
All right.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
Wicket. Mike
Wicket.
Okay.
I was like, Mike Shannon?
Wow. Which Mike is he talking about?
It's been a little while.
Anyway, I agree with you. It is tempting to go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
It is tempting because when somebody gives you that opening to just be recklessly self-righteous, oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. But you can't do it because then you're just as bad as him. And if I go hacking up his hose,
mm-hmm.
Then I'll be in just as much trouble as he would be. I will say almost all the texts on the text line are supportive, except for this one. You need to mind your own business. The man can water his grass whenever he wants to water his grass. Okay, you're right. Grass is more important than children. Grass is more important than kid safety. Property matters more than the lives of children. You, sir, and by the way, I'm saying this not in response to this text, but just going through your history of texting with us, are a psychotic little demon troll. And I don't think I've done this since I've been back, Jamie. I'm actually blocking this person.
Wow.
And again, okay. It's not based on that. Yeah. He said, I've ignored this moron for a while.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And now I am, just so you know, I am blocking you.
Okay.
The person who sent this, if you text us again, not going to see it. So have fun. Okay. Go troll somebody else.
Also, you don't get to water your lawn whenever you want. A lot of cities have rules about when you can water your lawn. Especially when it's hot out, like you have to do it early in the morning or late at night. So no, you don't generally just get to do whatever you want just because you own a house. So,
right. That's not how it works. Property does not matter more than people. It seems like a stupid argument to be having.
Yes.
In this day and age, but we do have it. Okay, good.
Yeah. Also, it's not like the kids can run on his grass instead, like to avoid the water because he heaven only knows what he would do to them, you know? Yeah. So there's no other way for them to get around it. And if there was a sidewalk on the other side of the street, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll keep going. Matt, up north, what's on your mind?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. That is public right-of-way. I mean, even if it was sidewalks on both sides of the street, I mean, even though he may own the property, it is public right-of-way, and it's really no different than not clearing snow off of it in the winter. I mean, you can be cited for that kind of a thing. I mean, the police should be called on it. I mean, that's a public safety factor, and quite frankly, I think he'd be cited if you called the cops on him.
Interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Interesting.
Well, you would. I mean, it's a public right of way. I mean, you have the right to go on that sidewalk. I mean, he cannot say you can't walk on that sidewalk. And so if he is spraying water on it, that means, and especially during school times like that, he's standing out there. I mean, he is intentionally potentially impeding progress, especially if people are trying to avoid it.
And I've never watered. I've never had a sprinkler system. I don't care about my lawn.
I would love mine to die.
The reason I don't care. But do you have to water your lawn at a certain time? Does it matter? Like if he did would it make any difference?
It does matter if it's hot outside.
Yeah.
Because that can actually, if it's like, you know, 97 degrees outside.
It'll just evaporate.
And you water your grass. It can actually suck water out of your grass because the grass on top is evaporating. And so it's pulling water out of your grass. So that's why you're not supposed to water it when it's hot outside, because that can actually kill your grass. It's counterproductive.
Thanks a lot, Matt, for the call. To be fair, just to play the other side of this for half a second, because this is what he's going to say. He's going to say, well, I'm not keeping you from walking on the sidewalk. You might get wet.
You can just
get
wet.
But I'm not keeping you from walking on the sidewalk, which is ridiculous. Who wants to get wet on their way to school? But that's what he's going to say.
Yeah, but these kids are going, so they should go into school with soaking wet clothes.
Yeah. Right,
exactly.
Yeah, makes no sense.
And as a lot of people pointed out, if he was standing there watching, he knew.
Oh, and it's, again, and loved
he
knew. It.
He was standing out there. I don't think that his, that's the other thing, is to that troll texter earlier, you're assuming that he was watering his lawn.
Mm-hmm.
You're assuming that this was necessary.
Right.
I don't think it was. I genuinely think this was. I don't like that kids, and being way more fair to him than I should be, kids do walk in his grass all the time.
Okay.
They do. Guess what? I used to live next to school. Kids walked in my grass all the time, too. It's a trade-off you make living next to a school. It sucks, but that's why your house is probably cheaper, too.
I came home one day, and there were kids down the street, like half a block down the street, riding their bikes in my driveway.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of cute. Like, it didn't really bother me. I was like, oh, that's kind of, I like that you think this is safe enough that you can do that. And so that's kind of cool. Let's keep going here. Jeff has something to say in Kansas City. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jonathan. Why don't we round up some listeners, make up some signs that say a jerk lives here. We'll all go pick it.
Just go outside of his house. And I think here's the problem with this. And I was ranting about this earlier, a thought occurred to me. If this guy hears this, he's going to love it. Because this is exactly
you just gave him what he
the
wanted.
Kind of... Yeah, this is exactly the kind of thing that somebody like him would love. He would love it if people were picketing outside of his house calling him a jerk. He would love the fact that I yelled at him. If he was listening, he'd love the fact that he's made me and so many listeners.
I'm
going to
drop the call because of the background noise.
He'd love the fact that he was forcing kids to have to walk into the street. That's just the kind of person we're dealing with.
Yeah. Okay, we have to break soon because we have
magic moments.
Magic moments coming up. But yeah, call somebody. Get somebody else involved. Absolutely.
First world problems. This dude needs to get a life from the text line. Yeah, that's exactly right. Again, you're giving him the benefit of the doubt that this had anything to do with his lawn, though.
Yeah.
His lawn isn't that nice. All right, coming up, we got magic moments. Going to end the week with some out of context quotes from me and Jamie that Quentin has carefully cultivated over the week. And let's see if we remember just what the hell we talked about. That's next on Midday.
It is a Red Friday. Before we get to magic moments, we have a bit of an update on a player we've been following all week.
So if you don't know, Josh Simmons, left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs, has just kind of been gone from the team for the last week or so. Today, Andy Reid has been very mum on the situation, and you know, he's handling it how he thinks he should handle it. Said that Josh Simmons didn't participate in today's practice, and he called the rookie's absence a, quote, family situation.
Okay.
So whether that means there's some emergency in his family, or whether it means, I don't know, that he's having an emergency personally and he wants to be around family, not sure. But again, I'm a little bit heartened that at least we're getting that much.
Do we assume he's not playing on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm assuming he didn't. With Andy, if you don't practice, you don't play.
Okay.
If you didn't practice, unless you're Mahomes or maybe Kelsey, if you didn't practice on Friday, you're not playing Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
all right.
We'll stay tuned.
So
see what we find
out. It is now time to end the week and end the show with some magic moments. Is it playing?
It is not.
It is not. Fantastic. Well,
normally
there
would be music
like
here.
Normally there is. It's not going right now. That's fine. God hates moments. Me today. It's fine. I tried.
It is every little technical. Like, it's been nothing major. It's just little things.
You know what drives me crazy? Sometimes stuff works, and then you think, okay, I got this figured out.
And you change nothing about it, and it doesn't work next time.
And it doesn't work the next time.
Yes. All right, Clinton.
Anyway.
All right. Ahead, with Clinton. That great introduction, let's go ahead and just pop off this segment.
Okay.
To get things moving through your system better so it's not sitting there lingering in your butt.
I'm not sure. I remember saying it, but I don't remember the context. That's funny. I think on all of these, that's what always happens. I remember saying it. I just, for the life of me, you put a gun to my head. Couldn't remember the context. What was the context of that?
All right. Here we go.
They say, you know, have grilled meats with fruits and vegetables to help counteract harmful compounds and decrease long-term cancer risk. That's also to get things moving through your system better so it's not sitting there lingering in your butt.
I still don't know what we were talking about.
When we were talking about the grilled meats and about how you're not
increasing cancer.
Decreases your cancer.
Right.
Yeah.
That if you marinate, whatever.
Apparently throw it in the microwave.
Don't do that ever.
Which is gross, but apparently it makes it so that it causes less cancer.
Yeah. Okay. And it helps you move through your system, but you chose to say move it through your butt, which is what the file name is.
That's true. Thank you.
Somebody's going to see the file names. Wonder what that
is. These magic moment file names are great. All right. Number two.
Yeah.
I will admit that I was heavily drugged last night. in the constant, like, it's one thing after another. That's it.
Okay.
Well, I know that I was heavily drugged on Sunday night and maybe Monday night because I didn't feel well because my whole body was falling apart. But I don't remember why we talked about it.
Good thing or bad thing that we're 0 for 2 right now, that we don't remember anything we talked about.
I mean, it's been a busy week. This has been a week.
It's been a lot.
You had a bye week. You know, didn't do this last week.
That's true.
I was gone.
We're out of practice.
These are all from this week, though?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that had to have been Monday, I assume, because Sunday night was rough.
All right. What is it?
But I don't know why.
This Jamie is correct. It was literally the first segment of the show on Monday, and that's what we started the show with.
Okay.
How about that?
It's crazy.
Okay. I will admit that I was heavily drugged last night. In the constant, like, it's one thing after another. I needed drugs to sleep last night, so I was out. I didn't watch a game.
What, you have a staph infection now?
So, yes.
Yes. So it was the wrap-up of Jamie's not-so-great weekend.
Where I didn't leave my house for 4 days.
Yeah.
And didn't watch the 7-whatever p.m. game on Sunday night or whatever because, I was passed out.
All right, here's a... Okay. I've got a couple, but, we're running low on time here, so we'll do this one.
Play the best one.
Still, science has no idea what that blue stuff in the comb thing is.
Oh,
no idea.
No.
Whatever that is. I think it's alien spit. I think it's from Xenos.
It was yesterday. Wasn't it yesterday?
That was right. We were talking.
Did we do a big health segment about a bunch of updates?
I know it. It was, we were talking about how people were getting strokes from getting their hair washed at salons because it bends your neck back weird and it can cause you to have a stroke.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. It doesn't matter if they don't talk to you.
Right.
Yeah. It's nice if they just don't talk to you.
Like, all right, we're done. Like, walk over to the chair. I'm not walking anywhere right now, honey.
I'm going to nerve endings right there. Mm-hmm. That's a good little feeling.
Very sensitive area.
So just keep that in mind.
So science, figure that out. Still, science has no idea what that blue stuff in the comb thing is.
Oh,
no idea. Whatever that is. I think it's alien spit. I think it's from Xenos.
I have no idea what this blue stuff you're referring to. So
you don't know the blue comb stuff?
No.
Barbasol or whatever?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't, because I'm not a woman and I don't have that.
They have them at all salons, though. It's not just a barber thing.
Well, no.
Okay. That's hilarious that neither one of you knew what I was talking about.
But you were confident, so we played along.
All right. That's the show for today. Thanks so much for listening. Go Chiefs. Going to beat the crap out of the Raiders with Rashee Rice back.
From your mouth to,
Oh, they're the worst team in the league. We'll be fine. Okay. We'll be back on Monday after a Chiefs win. Dan Parks is up next. Bye, everybody. Bye. Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.